I said I should mention, even after the First World War, the motorization, the motorization of the armies and so on, but also a reduction of, or in spite of the loss of many fatalities in the horse breedings, my father was now transferred to Rustenburg because of the reduction of the horse breeding.
And Rustenburg is a special place because what happened there?
Well,
Hitler, the Wolfschanze.
Yeah, Hitler's to in order not to be bombed out in Berlin, he transferred his headquarters to Rustenburg, because Rustenburg was still not yet in too much of a danger in to be taken by the Soviets, and there was still the hope that that Hitler could somehow persuade the Western states like France and the U.S. And England to change their mind and rather fight the communism instead of the Nazis. So I remember only when my father was in Rustenburg, still the economics were not too bad, in spite of the consequences of the depression. I remember that the huge airship Zeppelin flew over our house when I was about 8 years old. The teacher ordered us kids to write an essay about that special event. And while the essays of my peers were interlarded with the citizens' enthusiasm, my essay consisted of four scant sentences describing the bare facts. The teacher graded it with the unusual mark tenuous. Since my family name did not sound German or considered to be Polish, the teacher seemed to take me for an aborigine, one of the old Prussians stock, considered to be rather reserved and not talkative. The original Prussians were not of Germanic stock. They belonged to the Baltic people, such as Lithuanians, Latvians, and Estonians. They had a saying, "There is no point in speaking unless you can improve on silence."